The best thing you can do for your life, and the challenge was to live for God. That's the best thing you can do for your life. I preached the next year on Never Forget, and I believe that was Angie's year. I can't remember that for sure, but yeah, Never Forget. And just never forget, your church loves you, your parents love you, God loves you. I believe last year I preached, I had Make God Important was another year. Make God Important, just a quick thought. And last year I remember was just a quick message just titled, Go On Anyway. You know, when life gets tough, just go on anyway. And I try to keep it short, and I really will. And I already promised my wife I would. So, but no, I know we got fellowship afterwards. There's cake and there's fellowship. And I want us to be able to get around our graduates and encourage them. And eat and have a good time, so we won't be long tonight. Psalm chapter 126. Psalm 126, if we could go there. Psalm 126, and you know, so many great stories, great memories with Brother Mark and Miss Amy. And man, it's tough. Promotion Sunday, you promote them out. I said, man, there they go, man. I think they got the summer with us, which is cool, but once we get to the fall, man, they're gone, and they're in college career class and all these other things, but I'm excited to see how the Lord's going to use their life. If you've never heard the crockpot story, see Brother Mark downstairs after. Ask him about the crockpot story, and that's a good one. I won't take the time to tell it now, and I wish I had a hilarious, crazy story about Amy, but she's just like the perfect teenager. You know, she's just awesome, and she's never given us any issues. She's never, you know, broken anything or shut down football tournaments at Team Spectacular. Like, no, but no, we love you both, and I hope that tonight you guys, this is for you, this is for you. Psalm 126, and let's read through the chapter, and we'll stop here and there. Psalm 126, looking at verse 1, it says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Man, I read that, and as I was preparing, I said, man, it's awesome. God delivered his people. They got excited about it. They got stirred up about it. And then the world, the heathen, said, man, God has done great things for them. As Christians, hey, we should be stirred up and excited enough so that the world says, man, their God must be real. God's been doing great things for them. Hey, you know what? God bless our church. Thank God for our church. The Buffums that were here this morning that just lost their little boy, I texted him all afternoon, and he could not stop talking about how wonderful our church was. Amen. Our church was friendly. We welcomed them. The message helped them greatly. And they're planning on coming back. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, the Lord's done great things for you guys. And the heathen said that about the children of Israel. Man, God has done great things for them. God rescued them. They rejoiced, and the world recognized what was going on. Look at verse 3. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. I see in verse 3 and 4 that after the heathen recognize it, that they recognize it. Hey, God has done great things for us. And hasn't God done great things for our church? Amen? Amen. Hey, graduates, hasn't God done great things for you? He has. He's done great things for me. I love in the New Testament when Peter's there and Jesus on the mountain and then Moses and Elijah come and Peter says, hey, it's good for us to be here. And I love that thought. Hey, you know what I think about Loomis Park Baptist Church? It's good for us to be here. It's good for me to be here. I love being here. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Look at verse 5 and 6. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I brought a box of Apple Jacks up here, and it's brand new, and I love Apple Jacks. Anyone like Apple Jacks in here? Any, like, adults like Apple Jacks in here? Come on. I like Rice Chex. Well, that's boring, okay? I'm just telling you to tell you. Rice Chex, Kashi cereal, plain Cheerios. Why do they even make those anymore, really? Listen, hey, we need sugary cereal that's going to get your kids running around like maniacs. Amen. Lucky Charms, Fruity Pebbles, all that stuff. So I got Apple Jacks tonight, and this is some extra cereal from Youth Conference. And thank you to all those who did bring cereal. It was a blessing. But I love Apple Jacks. Now, if I woke up one morning and I wanted a bowl of Apple Jacks, and this was in my cupboard, man, I'd get it, and I'd open it up, and I'd pour a bowl. And I'd pour some whole milk in it, red cap, whole milk, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I have a big bowl, one of those giant mixing bowls with a ladle, and have a big bowl of Apple Jacks, because I love Apple Jacks. But I'd have to break the seal to get in there. I'd have to, and I won't do it now, but I'd have to get in there and open it up and split the bag, open the bag, and then pour the seal. If not, you know what? I can't get any Apple Jacks unless I break the seal. Until this is broken, I can't use them. It's just a box with cereal in it. I can't get it out. I got to open it. I got to break it. God uses broken people. And broken, yes, in a way, like I mentioned, these dear folks who just lost their boy, they're brokenhearted. God uses broken people that have been through trials. But I'm talking about God uses broken people in a way of getting so stirred up that you're broken. You're broken. You're humbled. You have a heart that is so tender that you are broken. You're broken. And that's not a bad thing, graduate, to be broken. God uses broken people. God uses tender-hearted people. Look at Hannah. Hannah wept in the temple. She wanted a son. She wanted a child, and she wept, and they thought she was drunk. She was broken. And look how God used her to have Samuel. Think of the father in the New Testament with the demon-possessed son who was so broken over his son being possessed. And it said he came to Jesus Christ with tears, broken. And believing that Jesus could heal his son. And Jesus performed a wonderful miracle. I love that story. Jesus says, I will for this broken man. I think of the publican. The Pharisee and the publican, when they prayed, and the Pharisee had this prideful, pious prayer about how awesome he was and better than this publican. And then the publican just sat there and says he beat his chest and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Broken. Think of Jesus Christ. Shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Jesus looked at the multitudes and was moved with compassion. With the sheep having no shepherd, he was broken over these lost people. God uses broken people. The challenge graduate, not teenager anymore, you're getting ready to be done with that. The challenge tonight is stay broken.
Good, amen.
Stay broken. When I think of you two, you wonderful, awesome team, I've been so blessed to be your youth pastor, so honored to be your youth pastor. I see young adults that have, through their teen years, kept a broken spirit towards the things of God. This dear, sweet girl, Amy, and this young man of God, Mark, when the message is preached, when the Bible is preached, their hearts are broken. They want to make decisions. They want to get closer to God, and God will use that. But the scary thing is sometimes, as we get older, we lose that brokenness. Yeah. Folks, we lose that brokenness. Right. You know what? God convicted my heart at our youth conference about being more broken. About being broken over a lost world that doesn't know Jesus Christ. About being broken over my own sin. About being broken over how good God has been to me. And again, not broken in a bad way. I'm talking about so overwhelmed at what God has done for me that I can't help but be broken. Stay broken. God uses broken people. You know what? As you head off to your next step, big stuff, guys. Big stuff. Exciting stuff. Stay broken. When you get out to Golden State, and listen, buddy, you will get out to Golden State. God will make a way. Stay broken. When you go to Crown, wherever God leads you, stay broken. As you get older, one day, Lord willing, get married, have kids. Stay broken. God leads you to a church to serve, to the right guy that's going to be a preacher. Stay broken. Stay broken. When things are going well, when life is good, hey, listen, when life is good, when things are going great, stay broken. It's easy sometimes when things are going well to just kind of go with the flow and go with the motions. Hey, we still love the Lord. Hey, we still trust God. But we don't have that broken, that brokenness. You know what? When things, when life, and adults, you'll know this, when life starts to slow down and life kind of gets mundane and we're working our jobs and we're raising our families and we're going to church, when life starts to get slow and mundane, and if you're in the ministry, it probably will never happen. But listen, even in the ministry, preacher, we know this. We start to just kind of get into the habit of things. When life begins to get mundane, I'm begging you with all my heart, stay broken. Stay broken. God uses broken people.
Right.
Broken over our sin. Young lady, Amy, she... And I'm not gonna, you know, say anything that you've told us in confidence, but she'll come to us sometimes, and it's so convicting to me, and she'll say, Pastor Donald, she never forgets, say, Pastor Donald, how can I love God more?
Wow.
I said, well, you tell me.
Yeah. Amen.
Broken. God will use that, Amy. Brother Mark comes before and say, Pastor Donald, I know that I struggle with this, and please pray for me about that. Hey, broken over sin. Broken over our sin. May we be more broken over our sin. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. May I be. Broken over a lost world. People all around us. And you know what? In 10 years, there'll still be lost people all around you. Stay broken. How good God's been to you. How great, wonderful parents, blessed with a Christian home, brought you to church your whole life, invested in you. How good God's been. Stay broken. Stay broken about that. They that sow in tears, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless, without a doubt, come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Graduate, I'm begging you tonight, no matter where you're at in life, as you grow older, wherever God leads you, stay broken. Stay broken. Stay broken. Let's have our heads bowed and eyes closed. We're going to have our